Hey. Happy. 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 Beautiful brand new day. Beautiful brand new day. I am the white dove here to spread iridescent love. I am the white dove here to spread iridescent love. I am the white dove here to spread iridescent love all around this beautiful world and universe. All around this beautiful world and universe. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you are tuning in. And you are tuning in. And you are listening in too. And you are listening in too. The iridescent dove. The iridescent dove. The iridescent dove. Channel. What lies at the center of your solar system, of your daily solar system, your daily divine blessed life? What lies at the center of your beautiful daily divine sacred life? What does that mean, white dove? What does that mean, white dove? My daily solar system life. Well, they say we live in a solar system, a cellular structure that's made by atoms and protons, electrons, and all these other different types of nutrients and elements like water, fire, earth, ether, air, consciousness, thoughts, words, actions, emotions, love, whatever you want to put on it. What is the center of your solar system? What is making you go? What is making you who you are right now? Hold up, who are you right now? Who woke up today? Which side of you woke up today? Is it you, your inner child? Is it your adult self? Is it your full self? Is it your higher self? What and who do you want to be within everything? And after that, what is running your solar system? What is running your solar system? What are you determined to do today? What are you determined to do today? Are you determined to go out there and work a 9-to-5? Are you determined to go out there and be out in nature all day? Are you determined to go out there and drink a lot of coffee and then go slap people's asses? Are you determined to go out there and chew all the Hubba Bubba Max and then pop it in the nearest mall? Are you determined to go out there and skate around your beautiful town? Are you determined to go create something new that someone's never seen before? Are you determined to go out there and make your own podcast? Are you determined to go out there and just do nothing? What is driving you today? What is making you go? What's making you stop? What is making you steady? What is making you rotate in your divine solar system of being who you are? What is your solar system of being who you are? If you don't know what that is to who you are, take some time out of this week. Take some time out of today. Take some time out of this moment. Take some time out of the next second, next minute. And ask yourself, self, my divine self, the beautiful God or goddess listening in right now to the iridescent atmosphere, to the iridescent dove, to this beautiful enlightenment vibration of creation, of everlasting creation, of ever expanding creation. Who am I? What makes me tick? What makes me get ticklish? What makes me want to go and get some good grub? What makes me want to jump in the ocean? What makes me want to shout like that song? Girl, you gonna make me wanna shout, see my head out, see my boob out, boob out booby, hey, ah, hey, 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 hey. I like the part when they slow it down, like dun, 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 dun. That's one of my favorite parts of the song. Such a dope song. Or when, like, I love that part too. I just love that song. It's such a classic song. In my book, it could not be in yours. Because what is making you go? What is making you go? And when you start digging deeper, when you start getting into that soil of what's making you go, what do you notice? What do you notice? What are you noticing in your solar system of what makes you you? How are you rotating 365 days within this year? There is 365 days within this year. I made a podcast about 365. Shout out to that divine podcast. What is making you enjoying each and every one of them? If you're enjoying each and every one of them, what is keeping you in all of these divine, beautiful moments within each and every day, within each and every week, within each and every month, within each and every year? What is making you the divine you that you are, the divine, beautiful, blessed God or Goddess that you are? What is making that beautiful, unconditional love flow that is flowing deep, 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 deep down inside and all around your beautiful mind, body, and soul?
To whoever that's tuning in, to whoever that's tuning in right now, find some comfortable space. Find some comfortable space. When you are ready. Take in three deep breaths. Take in three deep breaths. And as you're inhaling, hold it in for 2 seconds. Hold it in for 2 seconds. Exhale it out. Exhale it out at your own pace. Just be one with your breath. 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 Just be with Him. Just breathe with Him. Just breathe with it. Just believe in it. Just believe in it.
Exhale it out at your own pace, at your own pace, at your own pace. Just be one with your breath. Just be one with your breath. Just be one. Just be one. Just be one with your breath.
To whom, to whom, to whom, to whom. To whom, to whom, to whom, to whomever.
To whomever, to whomever, to whoever that's tuning in right now, right now, right now, right now. Find some comfortable space, find some comfortable space, find some comfortable space.
When you do, when you do, when you do, and when you are ready.
When you do, when you do, when you do, and when you are ready, take in three deep breaths. Take in three deep breaths. Take in three deep breaths.
When you do, when you do, when you do, when you do, when you are ready.
Be with Him. Just be with Him. Just be with it. Just be with it. Just breathe with it. Just breathe with it. just believe in it. Just believe in it. Exhale, 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 exhale. Exhale, 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 exhale. Exhale it out, exhale it out, exhale it out at your own pace, at your own pace. Just be one with your breath. Just be one with your breath. Just be one. Just be one. Just be one with your breath. Just be one with your breath. Just be one. Just be one. Just be one with your breath.
Do you question your reality? Do you question your reality? Do you look at those video games like Final Fantasy, like Westworld, like Uncharted, like Kingdom Hearts and say, I can go to those worlds right now in my body that I am listening into the white dove, listening into the iridescent dove divine podcast right now? Are you like, not just that, I can go to these destinations, plus, you know, while we're at it, Mars, Mercury, Venus, Uranus, Saturn, Neptune, Jupiter, Pluto, that's Mickey's dog, right? Or maybe Tartaria, or maybe Atlantis, Lemuria, hello. Wonder how Lemire is looking in the summertime or in the autumn time. Or maybe Middle Earth, or maybe destinations that some languages have never even known, I've never seen before. Some country, some religion, some humans never seen before or even got to that level before. You are so magic. You have so many magical tools at your disposal each and every day. Even when you feel sick as a dog. Even when you feel like there's so many spam calls coming in. Even when you feel like something's not going as you wish it did, or got news that you didn't want to hear. Everything is crystal clear all the time. Everything is so crystal clear. It's so crystal clear that we covered this in another divine podcast recently. Everything is everything and nothing. Shout out to that divine podcast. We're just throwing shout outs out today. It's one of those divine shout out days. Ooh. Shout out to those divine shout out days. Ooh. And welcome to another body check in, self check in update. And welcome to another beautiful update from the stars. Just like the beautiful, divine, everything and nothing podcast. In today's beautiful segment, in this beautiful brand new segment, we're going to connect with our beautiful archangels again. Thank you to our beautiful guys. Thank you to our beautiful, beautiful family from the stars, from the cosmos. Thank you to our beautiful ancestors that has blessed us with so much beautiful gifts of wisdom that we can tap into each and every day. No matter what resource you are using each and every day, look at it as a beautiful platform of tapping in to the truth of what's truly pure and the unconditional love and the beautiful divine magic that's going to help you, that's going to guide you to keep on growing and keep on unlocking and finding out who you are and what that means to you and how you are best representing that each and every day, and how you are best representing that in this beautiful divine world and universe that we're living in right now, within each and every day. Calendar says in this beautiful brand new update, Gaia is in Circe's will. Circe, our galaxy, acts upon the infinite universe's will, which is yet a microcosm from infinitely expanding creator source. The current setting is spirit, with a significant influence of the element air. The situation includes that changes implement by the most profound aspects of divinity. The auspicious energy for the day. The auspicious energy for today. Prior continues to bleed into today. This is a very galactic influence day. Expect to see many sky anomalies and more incoming celestial energy. Thank you, Archangel Megatron. Shout out to Archangel Metatron. If you are paying attention right now, if you are fully paying attention right now, thank you so much. Thank you so much for fully paying attention right now, for being in attention right now, for listening in to this beautiful, blessed, brand new self-love download right now. If you don't know who Archangel Metatron is, his name is spelled M-E-T-A-T-R-O-N. And whenever you get some time, take some time to look up Archangel Metatron. And like I said previous in the Everything and Nothing episode, if you haven't heard that episode, if you haven't heard that episode and you're just tuning in right now for the first time ever, thank you. And if you haven't heard that episode, I was saying in that episode that in this beautiful calendar, and I will leave the link in the information below, and the website. If you want to know right now to look up this beautiful information, it's called the archangeliccalendar.com. Excuse me. Let me just spell that out for you. It is the archangelicalendar.com. And this beautiful website goes into talking about not just this beautiful angel, Archangel Metatron, but so many other amazing, fantastic angels that are always there and that are part of your spirit team and your angelic team, and that you could talk to and call upon at any given time that you choose to. But it's up to you to take this time and to devote the time into the beautiful practice of connecting and seeing what you truly need and what is going to best serve you in this now moment and for your highest good. And for the highest good of unconditional love and this beautiful, 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 beautiful world that we're in and universe. Now back to it. Archangel Metatron is moving to 4 angelic days ahead of what is considered the archangelic date in real time. This will manifest in well-planned divine timing, well divine timing, when the median reaches these 3 points in their previous real time. So in all Hawaiian time. In all Hawaiian time. Interesting sweet sequences. You will experience interesting sequences in the calendars and in the days connected, meaning we are in for an incredible season of new energy, of new days, of new moments, of new weeks, of new years, of new etc., etc., etc. And of course, another solar event is suddenly pushing the solar event column of what's going on in the stars right now. So, all new divine energy, ladies and gentlemen. Legion and 5D news. Detach, let go, and flow. Detach, let go, and flow. Detach, let go, and flow. Some of us will thrive in this energy, while others will be drained to submission. It appears that the meditation bells will be ringing for the next few days, subconsciously or consciously. A choice will be made by every being on this planet, subconsciously or consciously. An important choice will be made by every beautiful, magical being, every living being on this planet. The line between dreams and reality is almost completely erased. The line between dreams and reality is almost completely erased and visible to the human eye. And third eye, in all your eyes, daily. Yes, dream world and reality world are coming together as one right now. And that line is almost completely erased. There is no conspiracy in the physical, but there is very much a conspiracy in the non-physical. And I'm just going to say this again, ladies and gentlemen, guys and goddesses who are listening. I am a channel. I'm channeling this, and whatever and however you feel about this information, take it in on your own. Take it take in this information on your own. Do as you please and receive it with your free will and sit with it. Sit with it and see if it resonates with you. If it doesn't, beautiful. If it does, beautiful. Just be one with your breath and respect the ebb and flow of the now. It may manifest physically, but make no mistake that the battle is in the ethereal plane, ether, energetic plane. We are all connected and learning through each other's experiences. The bravest among us has chosen the road with the highest purpose. Indigos, woohoo, love you babies. Rainbows, woohoo, I love you babies. And crystals, woohoo, thank you, I love you babies. It is your time to shine. Family, light family, soul family, universal family of love, light, and abundance. Joy and bliss. This is our time to shine. Live your truth and shine proudly. Internally. Live your truth and shine proudly and eternally. Meditate. Go out there in your birthday suit and have fun. Demonstrate. Do whatever your heart desires. Do whatever your heart desires. Listen to your heart when she's calling for you. Listen to your heart. How you do what you do, that is completely up to you. Completely up to you. Listen to your heart. And shine like a rainbow crystal. Like rainbows and crystals all over. And shine. Outside and inside, all the sides. Shine. Just shine. Shine, 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 shine. Do, 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 do. Philosophical. Benefit. Buffett, benefit. Potato, potato. I'm just reading what it says, ladies and gentlemen. When rewriting all universal laws, you must believe in the new parameters you set with the most incredible conversation. This confidence comes from a deep knowledge of how the multiverse operates. It is highly advised that when you notice a negative thought, You serve the timeline that the thought just created with the metaphysical sword of choice. This situation is a prime example of layers of the truth. Is this a mental technique, or is there a mental technique is there a technique that can help us with that? I wonder. To navigate that more? Or an emotional technique, or an historic technique? ESOTERIC technique? Depending on how you look at this, it can be any or all of them. Connecting with your metaphysical sword. I believe that is the technique of just taking the time and being with that thought and your sword, and ask yourself, how you're being, what type of samurai with that sword? Do you want to slice and dice up that thought quick and precise? Do you want to take time and just play that thought out and play it out and see why it came up in the first place? Do you want to have that thought just like there with you, like a trading card? So like, when you need to put in attack mode, defense mode, it's just there. These are all your choices and more. There's so many choices. This is up to you. This is completely up to you. If someone seems familiar, even though you have never met them, there are many possibilities as to why. You may be linked in the non-physical, or they may have shared an oversoul with someone you once knew. In any case, do not discard these feelings or any feelings. Winning is far less of a teacher than your, wow. Winning is far less of a teacher than your failures. Winning is far less of a teacher than your failures. Winning is far less of a teacher than your failures. Take that one in. Everything is divine in disguise. Everything is divine in disguise. Everything all around you, what happens in your journey, no matter what it is, no matter when it is, no matter when you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, no matter if you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in your bank account, no matter if there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 airplanes passing by right now, thank you. Everything is divine in disguise. If you recognize this, when you recognize this, why, how, who, what, when, all of them. If you recognize this, the fall will be graceful. The fall will be graceful. Everything will be graceful in the journey. Mic drop. Always leading you to greater oases, greener pastures, bigger castles, better destinations than just Lemuria, Atlantis, and just the first ones that you hear. That's level one, baby. Those are level one, baby. Those are where you get the, where you just get to learn the training wheels. I mean, those are some beautiful training wheels. I'm not saying they're not. I'm saying that everything is divine in disguise. We all know not to make choices in a negative frame of mind. So one can easily imagine what would happen if someone, or even worse, a group of people would plot, plan, and picture consciously or consistently in a negative state of mind, or even worse, with harmful intent. How do you think some of these wars or violence or fear were all going down that road comes to mind, or different sicknesses or illnesses comes to mind that we've probably been through, or that we've been through in lifetimes? Sit with a negative frame mindset. Check in with your body. Be like, body, how can I best serve you? And figure out how to sit in this mindset, this judgment I have on someone or something. How can I see it for what it is? Just send it love, or find a way to accept it and then push it. Or excuse me, if we don't need to be that active with it, sing it, dance with it. It doesn't have to be a very hot active word. It could be a cool or softer action word. Guide it down that river that it needs to go, the stream that it needs to go. See that negative and then guide it away. Guide it away. Besides, keep making that storm of thoughts in that train of reaction, or in those moment by moments with those souls. Right now, look at those negative frame of mind thoughts that you made within today, that you might have with a conversation with someone, within today and look at and say, thank you, thoughts, for coming up and sharing within this interaction. I see you, I honor you, and I respect you. I see you, I honor you, and I respect you, and I send you love. I send you love right now. Please accept and respect my love that you're feeling right now. And within this love, I hope this love guides you down the river that you need to go on to feel safe, to feel heard. To feel safe, to feel heard. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. What would the result be if we do that more? If we do that more in moment to moments? How can we look like a group of people in the macro or micro? How can we look like a beautiful community? How can we look like a beautiful oasis that's enjoying everything around us, every experience around us, every being around us, and in the areas that we are enjoying it, being able to join and enjoy and see these thought trains and these actions that we go through in our communities and figure out how to talk about these things and not push them out. Not be like, oh, today's a new day. We shouldn't talk about what happened yesterday. No, what happened yesterday is just as important as what's happening today. But we can use that as a lesson to be more in the moment and seeing how we can work on all ways of communication besides just being schooled day by day by energies that think that they are the queen or king of a castle. It takes a household to run the micro and macro. It takes a household. It takes a whole village, oasis, to connect the micro and macro. You have a double-edged energetic sword in your hand right now and at all times. Use it when you feel the will to use it. Technology can be very vastly helpful or very vastly destructible. It depends on how you use it or abuse it. Are there levels of existence existing or exiting in confusion? Of course, all things must exit. The real question is, why does infinitely expanding Creator Source feels the needs to do this? The answer lies with ever expanding Creator Source. Self-discovery can only take you so far. Remember that. Self-discovery can only take you so far. If it wills, it makes it be. You can go so far, but then ever an expanding Creator Source is still light years ahead of all of us. So, you know, some far is to me, to Maui right now, and some far is to me, to ever expanding Creator Source. So it's whatever you choose how to look at it. You know, latitude, longitude. Where's your compass rose when it comes to far? You know, I could literally, after this, go to the far, far away land and have a good party or perform my Day of the Whale set there. You know? You just never know. Until it happens. Because if it wills it to make it be, it will just be. If it wills it to make it be, then it will just be. There would be no need for the journey unless this illusion is not happening how we are perceiving it right now. If it wills it to make it be, it will just be. There will be no need for the journey unless this illusion is not happening how we perceive it happening right in the present moment, right in front of our eyes, right now. Free yourself. Free yourself from right now, to infinity and beyond. To infinity and beyond. From right now. From right now to infinity and beyond. Free yourself from judgment. Free yourself for a moment. Whenever you can, whenever you find that comfortable space, free yourself. Free yourself from judgment for a moment. Free yourself. Go to the void. Go to that void. Go to the golden light. Who are you? People call you by your name, but that's their judgment of you. Don't believe them. The essence of yourself is nameless, shapeless, formless. So, whenever you find some comfortable space, whenever you find that space, who are you? Free yourself from judgment for a moment. Who are you? People call you by your name, but that's their judgment of you. Don't believe them. The essence of yourself is nameless, shapeless, formless. Nameless, shapeless, formless. Nameless, shapeless, formless. Nameless, shapeless, formless. So, who are you? Higher understanding will never point you to anything outside of yourself when seeking truth. With each step you take, a kiss is given to Mother Earth. With each step, within each breath, you take within each sight you see, within each taste you consume, kiss is given to Mother Earth. Each breath you take fuses your divine essence with the air. Each breath you take fuses your divine essence with the soil. Within each breath you take, within each breath you take fuses your divine essence with the water. Within each breath you take, within each step you take, you fuse your divine essence with the divine magma, fire, lava. And within every sight you see is the macro realizing its self in its own visibility, because we all are love, and we all are examples and essences of the divine, which is everything and nothing, which is this beautiful planet that we're in, which is everything, which is in this beautiful galaxy, which is in this beautiful universe, and more. If you look for the divine in the heavens, that is where you'll find it. But if you look for the divine in everything, you will also find it there as well. You can't be the person you are and the person you wish to be in a simultaneous manner. You must choose right now who you truly want to be, and that's it. And you don't have to tell anyone else. You can choose right now, and you can be like, my dove, I'm ready to go be it, and then that's it. Grief is love with no outlet of expression. Grief is love with no outlet for expression. Grief is love with no outlet of expression. Do not let distractions or meaningless Do not let distractions or meaningless obligations get in your way of the opportunity of growth. This is the day. This is the day that the macro has given to you. Embrace, rejoice, appreciate the opportunity to enrich your essence. This is the day that the Lord has made and given to you. Embrace, appreciate the opportunity of the enrichnesses that will enrich your essence. Make the most of this. 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 And allow this day to bring you a brighter, bigger purpose and perspectives that you that you've never seen before, that you haven't seen yesterday, that you haven't seen today. Allow this day to bring you in richnesses, essences. Allow today to bring you what your truly heart desires. Allow today, open up, fully surrender, and allow today to bring you to the tools, the richnesses. Allow today to bring you all the gold that you need. Allow today bring you all that love, the healing that you need. Allow today to bring you the perfect way of seeing who you are. Allow today to share with you that you are doing what you need to do already to keep on enriching yourself of your divine plan right now. Allow today and allow yourself to show you that unconditional love that flows deep, 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 deep down inside of who you are, what makes you, you. What makes you, you. What makes you, what makes you, what makes you, you. I am the white dove who spread iridescent love. I am the white dove who spread iridescent love. I am the white dove who spread iridescent love all around this beautiful world and universe. All around this beautiful world and universe. All around this beautiful world and universe. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you are tuning in. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you are tuning in. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you have been listening in to the iridescent dove. The iridescent dove. The iridescent dove channel. Thank you so, so much. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for connecting. I really, really, really appreciate it each and every day, each and every given time that you do, each in every episode that you listen to. Within this episode, I hope you enjoy this beautiful reading. And I hope you are enjoying these episodes that I've been taking the time to share with you. I really appreciate doing this so much. This is one of the most funnest activities that I do, and it's just been a blessing to just be able to connect with this beautiful oasis. And within today's episode, I'm going to share you the today's tools. And it says, use these tools to help you with any energetic situations that you are walking into. The first one is passive, a passive energy, and you don't need any intention to activate or arm this energy. You need to give it permission, and it will work on your behalf. The next tool is active. You do need to set an active intention to use this tool. The other tool is aggressive, and it will attack before anything has a chance to harm you. This beautiful text also says, do not try to wield these weapons if there is no pure love in your heart for your emotions and the attached beings. This text also says, we have a strong shield and armor set balanced with a profoundly powerful violet flame. Archangel Metatron has all the weapons available, and its beautiful star magical gate, and it's active whenever it needs to be used. The healing hand is the left hand. This is an active and is the hand that it's what the sword will be in. The violet flame set and your violet flame angels that you can always call upon. There's so many beautiful angels that you can call upon. And I will just name some off of here, just for example, and gods and goddesses, like Ariel, Isaiah, like Archangel Michael, like Archangel Gabriel. Like Goddess Hawther, or Goddess Galactica, there's so many amazing tools, and you can sit down with all of them and spend as much time as you need with it. And don't forget to sit down within yourself and sit down with the tools that you already have at your disposal, what you've been creating with yourself, because this is your divine pure time, just like each and every moment of the day and each and every day that you're given. This is all about you. You are in the driver's seat. You are in the Master Chief suit, the Avatar suit. Have fun and just be you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you have a beautiful and amazing, wonderful day. Talk to you soon. Namaste. Talk to you soon. Talk to you soon. Talk to you soon. Have a beautiful day. Namaste. Mahalo. Divine blessings. I hope that you have a beautiful day. Namaste. Mahalo. Divine blessings.